KO4HX Mobile.
KO4CF Mobile.
Andrew. Home today. Meet my son for breakfast out the road here.
I'm working.
Gotta get off early, get up early. He gets off at 6 and I try to meet him out there about 6:30, somewhere around there.
All sacrifices, right?
Get to spend time with him, so I'm not complaining at all.
Hunter like a fast food place.
Restaurant run by the Mennonites up here. Away from the fast food as much as possible.
Yeah, I did. Surprised I didn't hear Ken this morning when I got on.
Ken's vehicle's in the shop, so he doesn't have a radio this morning.
Yeah.
Gonna meet me sometime. I'll meet you about that, getting that antenna. You can borrow it for a little while.
When's usually your latest day during the week? Day as well. That might be the best one, but if I can get off at a decent time one day before that, then I can text you and find out if you're still in the area or whatnot.
Hey, I'm usually, that's the closest I get to you also. You know where JD Tractor's at in front of Blue Ridge High School?
Off the top of my head, but I'm sure I can look it up.
You know where the elementary school is on 14 and the red light there? Not far from there, and that's where I end my day, so I usually come out to 14 and run up to 11 there, and we can meet there around the Sphinx.
Get off work on your late day.
It'd be 6 or 7 o'clock. I don't know.
Mine's anywhere between. If I can sneak out a little early, you know, it's right around 5:30, but... And if they call overtime, then I got to stay to that and use it past 6.
Let's see if it works out. I've got options. I mean, I don't mind driving up and meeting you one other day. Because, like I said, I parked there on 11. We're 11 and 25 cross, so it's not like it's the end of the world to run out that way.
I figure it out.
That antenna, my intention was to put it up on the box of the truck. There's a little lip right on the edge, and I was going to put it up there on top of the truck, but I just never have run the coax up there.
Understand that. It's funny, I mean, reviews are really mixed, and I saw quite a few times where if somebody tried to put that antenna on the middle of the roof, even though Compact Antenna says not to, you know, they get bad results out of it, but then people rave about it being on the edge of the roof or on the corner of the hood. So it's really interesting.
That's what I've seen. It's got such mixed reviews on it. And I don't know, I don't put a lot of stock in reviews anymore because people don't pay attention to instructions. They just want to do the same old thing that they thought worked and they don't understand it. So then they get mad when they don't understand something. So I don't put a lot of stock in reviews anymore.
At the end of the day, I mean, you got to make your own choice. But yeah, it's either that or I may end up with a halfway because I don't think it requires the ground plane quite as much, if at all. So I don't know. Well, I'll figure it out before long. But I just want to kind of improve my reception in some of the areas on 26.
And then Diamond makes one, NR something. Dave, KB2HXS, he told me about it. It's the NR is something to do with non-ground plane. So that's what it designates. So that's another option. And I have that on the tool truck.
That one too. So yeah, I'll keep it in mind, but yeah, we'll try to meet up. I wouldn't mind trying out that antenna and see how it works, see if it improves my reception in certain areas.
that. And everything I read when I was doing my research on it said the 5/8 wave was the one that didn't require the ground plane. So, I don't know. There again, you get so much mixed information, it's hard to determine which is correct.
Exactly right, because I was thinking the same thing, because I was looking for 5/8 yesterday, and then I stumbled across some comments about the half wave not needing it versus, you know, obviously the old 19-inch whip wouldn't need it, so I'm just like, I don't know.
So, I have a mixture of antennas, and you're welcome to try any one of them you want to.
And your compact antenna, it's the NMO mount?
I actually have it here in the console of the Excursion with me right now.
Eat up with you. $140 for an antenna. I'd like to make sure it works before I plop that money there.
Definitely going up. I think I only paid like $80 for that one, but I've had it a few years now.
Yep. Got a price tag for a mobile antenna. You know, most of them are not that expensive.
That. That would deter me, too. I mean, that's a lot of money for an antenna, but, I mean, I guess there's a lot of effort goes into building that little antenna. It's not just a stock wire and a little winding.
Yeah, like I say, if it works, if it does what it says it'll do, then it'll be worth it.
How well it'll work in that location because the cab's blocking it, but you can try moving it around a little in a few places and find you a better location. And because, like I said, I'm not in a rush to get it back. As long as I get it back, I'm fine. If it's a month or 2 months down the road.
I appreciate it. Well, Patrick, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a good one. Be safe and enjoy your time with your son. Hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4 CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have a great day, and have fun in there at work. KO4 HKX. I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.
KW4 FCM.